James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Bill, the Melbourne Storm, had a massive win on the weekend.
50-0, they beat the Rabbitohs, and we tried to get Josh Addo-Carr, to be honest, because he scored those tries, and we've got Brandon Cheese Smith with us. He's played 71 games and is a bloody star.
Melbourne Storm might have lost one Smith, but they've already got a suitable replacement.
There they go, the play for Brandon Smith. To Burrow hard, oh, has he got it down? He has! Brandon Smith, what a show of strength!
Please welcome Hectic Cheese, Brandon Smith.
Yes. Hey, well done, Brandon. Great win again. What's it like beating the Rabbitohs 50-0?
Hey, guys, I hope you're well, but good to know that I was the second option. Everyone's the backup. But, yeah, like I was saying before to you guys, it's really awesome to beat people by that many points because you don't really get too tired. And I'm not a fan of getting tired, so it was a pretty surreal feeling. Obviously, they had a lot of injuries, which didn't help them out a lot, but I think the boys, that was probably our most complete performance this year. So it's good signs that we're getting better.
Did you boys know, as the game was unfolding, that the Josh Addo-Carr performance of 6 tries is the first time that's happened in 71 years? Were you even aware of that?
Yeah, I sort of knew that the NRL era record was 5 tries, so I didn't know that it was 70 years before someone had scored 6, so... all he really did was put it down, though, so there's not too much credit.
How many tries?
Justin Olam deserves a little credit, I guess.
How many tries, Brandon?
6 he scored.
6, mate, 6. Did I see even the Cheese go over the line and score a beautiful try?
Yeah, it was worth more than those 6 tries.
How was bellyache after it, mate? Did he have a smile? Did he congratulate you?
Yeah, boy, at halftime we were up bloody by 30 points. He still wasn't too happy. But that's just the way he is. He demands excellence for 80 minutes, not just the 40. So I think we went out there and he was real happy. You know, him and his dad, Wayne Bennett, don't get along too well at the moment.
And you copped a week, mate. You've been suspended for a week.
Yeah, NRL's bad man myself. for the last one left, actually. No, that was the first. That was the first time I've ever been to the judiciary in my career.
Yep.
Ever since I was a kid, and it was pretty soft, I thought. But it is what it is, and cop the week. It's just a little bit of a shame that Harry Grant's gone down the same week that I've come out as well. So a little bit of pressure on the boys this week. We'll see how they handle it.
Hey, Bill, did you know, because of the amazing Josh Addo-Carr performance, that our boys, the Storm, the club, have released a membership deal, honouring it with a 6 game for the price of 4.
Wow.
So if you're a fan of the Storm and you want to get along and watch the best team in rugby league, then that's the way to do it. 6 games for the price of 4, Fat.
Is that me or Smithy you're talking to?
He wouldn't have called me that, mate.
How will they go this week without you? Take on St. George up there at Suncorp. How will they go? And why all the games, mate, in Brisbane this weekend?
Without me, they'll probably struggle, let's be honest. well, without me, Musk and Harry, it's going to be a real test this week. So the Dragons have taken down Parramatta, who are sitting second, which is a pretty good feat by them. They beat us. So they're no easy competition, so it'll be a good game to watch. And we all travelling down to the Magic Round because I think that's what it's about. Everyone plays at Suncorp and just get that. The fans interacting down in Brisbane a lot, and I think they make a lot of money from it, so it's probably why they're doing it.
No, it's good. The Magic Round up. All games are in Brisbane. Fantastic. What about Pappenhausen now? Where's he at, mate?
Mate, he's back this week, so strap your boots and I'll probably have him for first try score, actually.
You're not allowed to bet. You know that. Cheese. Hey, what are you doing right now? Are you doing an ad for Tradie? We spoke to Josh Addo-Carr a couple of weeks ago. He was doing an ad for Tradie, sitting there in his jocks. Don't tell me you are, too.
I'm currently in Ugg boots, a dressing gown and undies out on the road on Buckhurst Street. I wasn't allowed to talk inside while the other boys were doing the ad, so I had to come out here and I wish you guys could see me. It's just quite a sight. I've got a bloody ticket on my car. I'm filthy.
Oh, no.
I'm parked in the 30-minute parking zone about 6 hours ago. So.
How's your acting? Are you a good actor?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm better than the other blokes here. I mean, Tui can barely speak English, and Chris Lewis is pretty boring, so.
And Mother's Day, you had a bit of fun. You actually caught up with Mum on Mother's Day, mate?
Yeah, mate, it was awesome. My parents moved to Brisbane to be closer to us kids and grandkids, so. Yep. First time spending Mother's Day with my mum in 10 years since I moved to Aussie. So it was a real special one. And I didn't even go out, bloody hell.
Wow, you didn't even go out.
I spent the whole weekend home with mum. So, yeah, it's a real special time for me and good to catch up with my family.
I read Rabsy where he said his favourite hobbies, his mum's favourite hobbies are cleaning and cooking for me.
That is no word of a lie. She gets a kick out of it. And I'm the golden child, like by a long shot too.
Hey, just one more. You love your fun facts, which is really interesting. He loves his fun facts. And you believe that trees communicate with each other.
Hey, come on now.
Hey?
He's taking the piss out of me.
Is that true?
I don't believe it. It's true. In forest, big trees, they through their roots they send out nutrients to the other little trees because they don't get sunlight.
Oh,
it's a fact.
Oh, geez. Right? we'll ask Josh Haddo Carr that. What do you reckon about that, Josh? Also, space smells like seared steak.
Does it?
Well, it's one of your fun facts, Cheesy.
Well, I've never heard that one before.
Oh, well, I just might have made that one up. So what do you do this weekend? You can't go to Brisbane, my friend, do you go up or do you stay in Melbourne?
Nah, mate, after this, I've got to bloody go to Brisbane on Thursday for a promo.
Oh, jeez.
My gorgeous face. they have to use it everywhere.
Listen to it. All right, well, behave yourself up there. Thanks for getting on the line with us. Good luck with the tradie ad, mate, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me. It's a shame I still have to stuff socks down my jocks before this, buddy. Thanks for having me, guys. Have an awesome day.
Go, Storm.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy.
The Melbourne Storm take on St. George Illawarra on Sunday, but the Chiefs won't be playing, but you can still celebrate them at Suncorp Stadium. You can get that six-game membership for four games.
That is good, and they are flying. Just go to the Storm's website to sign up, and well done to them. They're great to watch, and so is Cheese.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.